The countdown is over, so this intro is completely useless. Everybody knows what day it is. It's Bob's Bar 3. The guys are gonna oil boil, Schwartz will snap, and our listeners will be gambling their cars with Gelb. It's the best of the DA show, and it starts right now. And yes, it's Carlos with Assault.
You are cordially invited to another historic event. For a third consecutive year, the DA Show is the only radio program in America that opens up its home to the public. Welcome to a place where all of your dreams and nightmares come true. You are now entering the infamous Bob's Bar.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Yeah! Play ball!
Good morning, DA. How are you?
What? Hello! Hello!
Good morning, my neighbor!
Get off!
Damon Amendola.
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, buddy.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same. The rest of my life gonna start today. Good morning.
Let the big doggy
be a great question.
All aboard
the dog.
This is why you do what you do.
No.
Somebody stop me.
Have some fun with your marriage.
I'm coming to you to be fat. Let me be fat.
Look it.
There's so many sickos in this country.
This is facts.
Oink, oink. Ow!
Hot and hurt.
I like pleasuring myself.
This is so dumb.
A little more juice.
What?
I am broken.
Good morning.
CBS Sports Radio.
Well, as I was saying, I was listening to the radio. I heard something.
And what did you hear?
A hissing sound like this.
Hey, DA, let me aboard that mothership.
Permission to board that mothership, sir.
Well, you know I had to slide through the intergalactic swag party.
DA, man, beam me up.
What's going on, my brother from another mother? Beam me up.
You guys are the best.
You guys make it.
Permission to board that mothership.
Mothership has connected.
And you the man, DA.
Happy Friday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the four-hour black hole block party. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios at Bob's Bar, broadcasting live to affiliates nationwide and north of the border, Anchorage to Atlanta, Bayshore to Babylon, Kalamazoo, and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
We have made it. It was a long trek. It was chaotic. It was everything we were hoping for. We barely got on the air, and who knows if we're even on the air right now. It means Bob's Bar 3 has arrived.
What a day. What a moment, D.A. The weather's held out. Beautiful.
Looks gorgeous. I mean, a little overcast, but I think that we're going to have no raindrops this morning. Looks like we're going to have some blue skies ahead. And the crowd is packed. I mean, early arriving crowd today.
I am stunned doing news at this crowd. As you mentioned, the skies are blue. Where there is blue is two Lions jerseys in the crowd. And
yeah.
Then some Lions fans make the trek.
Yep.
Penn State Nittany Lions represent. I mean, this is an unbelievable scene.
It really is unbelievable. And I have a feeling that the crowd will continue to filter through here. The Bob's Bar staff already on their toes. You had them doing a lot of different stuff. This is a very, very sophisticated operation. I heard you say, can you get tweezers to get what broke off the connector in last summer's speaker? So we are really operating at a very high level today.
Yeah, last Bob's Bar show, we actually broke a cord in a speaker, and we haven't had to pull it out since. I forgot about it.
We are going to have a cast of thousands today. We are going to have a ton of events today. We're going to have a lot of ridiculousness today. It's going to be highlighted by Badlands Booker, who's going to arrive a little over an hour from now.
Yes.
Badlands will be eating and drinking just about everything in sight. Where is his huge tub, or where is the huge container of donuts he will swim in today?
There's a Bob had to make a run for mini donuts at 5:30 a.m. So we have a bunch of those. He will, believe me, Badlands is here to put on display.
Okay, Katie Lindahl is going to join us, the Gidget of Gadgets.
Yeah, she was rode. She's stopping at parades on the way down yesterday. She's made it a whole suburban weekend.
She was the heroine of Halloween around Halloween, and now she'll be here. And I think she might even be bringing gifts and surprises for the listeners,
yeah,
potentially.
And we got your Father's Day last minute gift ideas too coming from her.
Amazing. And there is going to be, of course, an oil boil coming up at the top of hour number four. Pat Boyle is here. He is dressed as I could imagine Pat Boyle being dressed as we put baby oil all over him and rub him down. He's got a tank top on, a Nike kind of athletic tank top, shorts, and he looks ready to go.
Yeah, he also, I think, might be hitting on my mom right now, so he needs to, you know, maybe back off with those pipes.
Who's hitting on who? Okay.
Nancy is all dolled up today.
Oh, boy.
She's excited. And she just rubbed Boyle's belly. She's oiling him right now.
There is also a shirt that was spotted on Bob this morning that says, "Hi, I'm Bob, doing Bob things."
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
If you don't know where he is, just look for that shirt.
That's amazing. Now, was that is a specific shirt made for today, as Nancy wears the hat that also says, "I'm not Bob, but I'm doing Bob things."
Yes.
Is there an actual gift shop here where you can buy these things on the way out?
If you're worrying how pathetic retirement life is, matching hats will do.
Well, first of all, with the crowd assembled, can we please get the first ovation of the day for Bob and for Nancy here? They have opened up their doors for us, and we couldn't be more thankful. And I think we really finally have hit our stride where we have opened the DA show for the first time ever with the national anthem.
Yeah, and boy, credit to the crowd, very serious tones.
Yes.
The hats were off.
The hats were off. Everybody stood at attention.
Saluting the Bob's Bar bunting. Exactly. What a scene.
And, you know, started to get a little emotional there to lead things off.
It
like,
did.
Wow, we really made it.
It was hard to tell tears from sweat, but there was definitely moisture from the eye ducts.
Carlos with a K and Billy Jackalone back at Mission Control.
Have you heard Carlos is back at Mission Control?
Carlos with a K is wearing this proudly. He's back at Mission Control. And they should know, and I emailed them last night, we have thrown out the rundown, basically.
Yeah.
What we usually do with sound check and this, that, the other thing, we've blown it up. And you sent me a whole topic list worth of sports stories, and I said, screw it. We're not doing sports today.
I'm glad I did that, trying to get Taylor to bed at 9:30 last night.
Four hours of the DA show today will be dedicated solely to the insanity around here.
So with that, I'd like to thank the Denver Nuggets for not extending the series to last night's Game 6.
Give me the early scene when you arrive today. You don't live here anymore, so give me the early scene, because Zach Gelb is parking cars, which we will break down coming up shortly this hour.
Yes, he is. So the scene, I arrived, and I will tell you, I saw somebody moseying around looking through gates at some point. I said, oh boy, we're already here, we're already poking
through. What time did you arrive?
5:15 on the news.
Okay, 5:15.
Cap and Bogus were already in the house.
Hard hat guys.
Apparently my mom was making cracks that I couldn't get there before them, but, mm-hmm. you know, again, I was here yesterday. And then, you know, it immediately, once you open up the box of goodies here and all the equipment, it became Cap. Pete stormed in here like a man on the mission.
Yeah.
No pirate Pete was needed. Regular Pete was
needed. We're live on the air.
Wires started to get hooked up. Bob's making ice runs, donut runs. And then before you knew it, people started to pile through the gates, and away we were off.
Now, Bogish sits directly to my right. Bogues, what time did you show up today?
I think it was about 5:10, 5:15, and Cap was already here. Laptops open, running wires and cables and whatnot.
Well, Nancy, there was one golden ticket allowed to camp out here in the backyard
right.
in a tent, and that was Cap. Cap was allowed to camp out right back there near the gravesite.
There is an anecdote, though. As I was here, my mom turned to me and goes, who is this?
That's fair.
So for the second straight year, somebody in the family asking, who is Cap?
But look at Cap. Yesterday, he had a full Jesus flock of hair.
Long, flowing
And
mane.
Now it's gone.
Yes.
Getting haircuts for the big show.
It's cleaned up for Bob's
Cap.
Bar.
Look, when Steven Saverna parks in the house, you gotta get it.
There's no question. There's no question. Also, there is only one rule of Fight Club today, and that is if you do need to go number one, we have to remember to keep sacred the pet cemetery yes. in right field.
That's the only thing I get emotional about. This
that's the
deep
thing.
Right corner. Just leave Wellington and Jay to rest.
It's down the right field corner back there, and there is two Pomeranian
yeah.
grave sites with headstones.
Right. Bob's Bar would not be here without them.
That's exactly right. And I actually had to get a little bit wistful when I was driving in because the way where I drove in from was that long lane of cemeteries around here. Was it Park View?
Oh,
Pine Lawn. I drove the 2 mile stretch through Pine Lawn Cemetery to get here.
Military cemetery.
It's
yeah.
a military cemetery. There's monument stores. There's all this stuff for grave sites. And I'm like, wow, this reminds me of Jane Wellington's plot at Bob's Bar.
Yes.
So I had to kind of be at salute there. It was,
you absolutely did. We remember those who can't be with us today.
Yeah, and so that's the only rule today. I also passed a Burger King that looks very nice.
Yeah.
So if there is a number two situation for anybody around here, there, Google BK. That Burger King has landscaping out front and a sprinkler system.
They do have a sprinkler
system. The BK that I have has, like, boarded up windows.
Well, that one, to be fair, you only want to go to during the daylight.
Right. The actual king lives this one. That's why it's so nice.
So is that open for everybody that wants to go there?
By all means, I encourage it. And honestly, I think at this point...
Oh, it's only open during the day.
No, obviously you don't want to go at night.
I see.
Don't let the landscaping fool you, that part of town.
Okay.
And just know that Zach Hill was a little late parking some of the cars, so he is free to run the BK, as we called it, the Deuce Caboose.
Right, yeah.
If you have to run
He's doing the Deuce Caboose shuttle?
Yes, he has to, yes.
Okay. There is a mimosa stand to my direct left... And
people getting after it.
I mean, there is a couple of OJs and some looks like some champagne over there. So is that for the public?
Yeah, I believe Bogus.
Yeah, please. Dig in. Go get it.
Bogus brought a mimosa bar, everybody. All right. I saw Steven Saverna Park open up his first beer, I believe. And that was when it was still dark out. So he's getting after it.
So, I mean, honestly, I think the leader in the clubhouse for most alcohol drinking over the next 4 hours is actually my neighbor, Dancing Dave, who's in the house today.
Oh,
is
Dancing he? Dave is
yes.
here.
He's did he run inside?
He's dancing inside.
Right, he ran inside. But anyway, I saw him loading up the car. He left before me this morning as my next door neighbor. And he said, you don't have to worry about me. I'm starting early.
Don't worry about me. Okay, good.
So he'll at least be 12 deep, I think, over the next 4 hours. So he's the pace.
So don't worry, I'll be drunk enough with this warning. Nah, don't worry, I'll behave myself. I'll get as drunk as you need.
Exactly.
Now,
okay.
Dancing Dave has been a common character in your life because when you moved into your house, you realized you moved next to a guy that shared all your same sports allegiances and also drank more than you.
You talked about the national anthem. I set up, it was either a Rangers or Giants flag first outside, and that was the only time he started to come out and talk to me. He said, hold on here. You like sports or whatever? And next thing we knew, we were. And I think he thought I built Bob's by the Bay, the bar in my backyard for him specifically. But yeah, so we hit it off, and he's my 64-year-old best friend.
And he is retired, And all he does,
oh, he's very retarded.
And all he does all day long is hang out, watch sports, and drink beers.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think I saw him on Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Budweiser was always getting already getting cranked. There he is, Dancing Dave coming down.
Dancing Dave, all right. Dancing Dave. Dancing Dave just did a little wiggle, shimmy. Should be noted, Knockout Neil is here in attendance. Knockout Neil back in the left field corner as well.
Thank you.
Now Knockout Neil, remember, there was some worry that there could be an altercation between him and I earlier this year.
Not for many of us.
Yeah, just a knockout, not an altercation. As you fighting back.
True. And so it all stemmed from one time we kept Neil on hold a little bit too long. Neil jumped on the air and kind of started to grouse about being kept on hold. And I said, we're not doing this today. And I hung up on him immediately. And then he called back when I was off. I was doing a Friday or something. He called you guys and said, when I'm going to come to Bob's Bar, I'm going to knock him out. I'm going to knock out D.A. I'm going to punch him in the face.
I believe Bogus wasn't even there that day. And I was left to deal with it from whoever.
No, I think I was there that day. Okay. Yeah.
And so it should be noted, we have already kept the peace. Me and Knockout Neil said hello.
Who sought who out?
It was a common, we connected eyes. He showed me something that he brought, and he did one of these, kind of like a boxing poster. Like, put him up, Dukes. And I winked, and he winked, and we're good.
All right,
okay,
that's good.
So there will be no, tell Nancy, there will be no combat, no Mortal Kombat here at the show today.
He's for meal. I don't know. People start drinking at 6 in the morning. You never know.
Now, Nancy is directly to your left, and she's hugging listeners, and she's really into this. I feel like the anxiety that you built up around Nancy is not true. That was all a fib.
No,
she looks cool, calm, collected.
They're what?
Xanax. I should say.
Yes,
she says
Xanax.
It's called Xanax.
There was a quick chain smoke in the front lawn, too. There were some nerves, but we're good. We're good.
We're good.
We're good.
So, a few cigs, and you were fine.
Oh, jeez.
Everything's okay.
D.A., if you want the next 4 hours to go smooth, I'd pivot.
Also, I don't know if you see, but directly in front of us, there is a creamsicle Buccaneers uniform.
That was the guy who was here first.
Okay, Alan shows up from Philly, drove this morning, left around 3 a.m. or so? Around 3 a.m., wore, this would be a man after your own heart, a jersey with no name on the back besides
like
his own.
Is that a creamsicle, though?
It is a creamsicle, no number, although the number could have been ripped off or faded back in 1988.
There's an early Schwartz theory here, like he's removed part of the jersey to personalize it, but didn't finish the job. It's like half a Schwartz.
That's unbelievable.
So we've got
people. Well, hold on. Are you an Eagle fan?
Yeah.
Leave. Rules
of the bar. So three rules now.
Yeah.
Leave the dogs alone.
Yeah.
Poop at Burger King.
Eagles fan,
no
yeah.
Eagles fans.
Out.
Congrats again on your show.
Thanks so much.
Terrible Christmas, pal.
Thanks so much. This is what you work all your life for. This is
Syracuse Hall of Fame just closed its door. We're done with Catalina.
Yeah, we had him on the application, but
let's do
that's
Noah not, Eagle first.
That's not happening anymore. We do have, I feel like, an early candidate for the oil boil who came from the farthest away because remember we were talking about a certain someone who might be flying in from Vancouver?
Canada.
Vancouver, Canada,
okay.
Yes, not Vancouver, New Jersey.
I'm just kidding. You never know.
Not right outside Scranton, no, the other Vancouver.
2 hours past Boise.
That he may have landed. He may have landed. And if,
really?
Imagine flying in from Vancouver for this schlocky.
Wait, what do you mean, what do you may have landed?
I just want to build up the suspense, potentially.
So he did land. Is it one of the Sedin twins? I don't know.
We'll get to that, but I mean, that would be pretty epic.
Yeah.
And so, do we have the baby oil?
It's actually right there next to the kielbasa laying on the bar. I didn't prop it up.
Oh,
properly.
Nice. So, if you're looking at the bar, there's the giveaways from Justin in Albany. There is a kielbasa still sealed.
Yes.
There's a lawn gnome. And now there's a huge thing of baby oil.
Yeah. $3.99. Stop at shopping.
Okay. All right. Now, when do the bookers start getting cooked? In case anybody is wondering about breakfasts.
7 a.m. Eastern. I will tell you, Bob did a big grill cleaning at about 5:20 this morning.
Nothing like waiting to the last minute.
Well, and to the point, I said, are you starting to cook now? Well, when do you want me to cook? Do you want something now? So he was ready to go. But I told you, let people, it's good to do a little intermittent fasting, I think.
Yeah, right.
Wait till 7 a.m.
Right. Okay. So around 7, around 45 minutes from now, Bob will get on the griddle.
And my other sister, Sam's helping. Now, look for the Bob's Bar t-shirts if you're looking for any help around the restaurant.
Yeah, they're the staff at Bob's Bar.
So Sam's in the house already. Sarah because we had a big loss today. Caserta had to pull out late.
I know. Caserta's working on MLB Network.
But I think I was the only one who thought of this. Caserta was bagel guy.
Right.
Caserta was bagel guy.
So I've already gotten a text. My sister Sarah's making the bagel run for everybody. So if you indulge in a nice Long Island bagel, she went out and had to do that today.
Bad job by Caserta? I mean, it's a good career move, but bad job around the show, which kind of made him.
Yeah, like he doesn't have MLB Network if not for Canadian bacon.
So. I was going to say, does he land MLB Network without being part of our show?
No, he's got to come. He's got to come.
Got to show up.
It's a bad job.
The Bob's Bar Show is off and running, and coming up here next after the break, we will talk to Boyle. We want Pat Boyle here to give us how he feels.
He just had the most confident head nod.
We're going to get inside the head of Pat Boyle coming up here next. Bob's 3 has started. Let's hear it, everybody! You should be watching on YouTube right now. Go to the CBS Sports Radio channel on YouTube or Twitch and watch the proceedings. Also, watchda.com. That's mobile friendly. We'll come back after this from Bob's Bar in West Babylon, New York, here on CBS Sports Radio. In honor of our Canadian listeners, we'd like to make sure this is proper. Much like an NHL game or a baseball game involving the Toronto Blue Jays, we will also have the Canadian national anthem.
Yes, we salute.
We salute.
Oh, Canada, terre de nos aïeux, ton front est saint, des fleurs glorieuses. Car ton bras se porte l'épée, il se porte la croix. Ton histoire est une épopée des plus brillants exploits. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
That is amazing.
Oh,
that,
man.
Not a dry eye in the house.
Place was rocking.
All I can think about is Guy Lafleur, right?
That's the closest we've come to a Maple Leaf Stanley Cup in a long time.
So we have tipped the scales on ridiculous.
So we've angered two countries in 70 minutes. But at least that way, well, and we're throwing France.
So now comes the report card. How is Gelb doing? Is he parking cars correctly, properly? We've got Gelb here. Why don't we pull in Zach Gelb? And, Zach, you can kind of break down how this challenge has gone. You lost the picks competition. Did you lose it twice? I forget how we did this.
Yeah, well, Mraz didn't pick games all that well either, and then I didn't pick games even close to somewhat adequate. So
there was a double or nothing
I lost,
in the playoffs?
And then we ended up going with Pat Boyle in the playoffs. And Pat Boyle in the playoffs, I think, picked two games right, and I only picked one game right.
Right, so that's right. That's
the experts here at CBS Sports Radio, DA, we're awesome. We really know what we're talking about.
So we have some footage of you parking cars down the end of the block and walking what feels like a real sorrowful march back up the street. It's
lonely.
What do they say after you hook up with somebody and you
it's the walk of shame.
Walk of shame, right. You did the walk.
I've had a few of those.
A few walks of shame. What was the early strategy to park them far away to make sure that, you know, you had space near Bob's Bar?
Avoid parallel parking at all costs.
Okay.
So any open space.
I see.
Just took it right away and then made sure I had enough room so there was no parallel parking because I haven't done that in a long time.
Okay. And you did say that somebody has tipped you $50.
Yes. And when they gave me the $50, they said, how does Pete Bellotti like that?
So Bridget's here. That's great. Thanks for coming, Bridget.
And the point is that last year we asked if Pete wanted to park cars, and he was pretty offended. He thought it was beneath him.
Well, here's the thing. Until I jumped on the PGP with you this year, I felt like the biggest outsider in the world because I didn't get the joke. I never thought parking cars is ever that bad, and then you explained it to me.
I see. Now, how have you felt about doing Gelb's Gambles? Because early on, I think there was some resistance. There was a rivalry built between our show and your show.
Yeah.
I would say by yesterday's Gelb's Gambles, where you kind of laid out everything and poke fun at everybody, a lot of positive feedback. I feel like you've won over a lot of the haters.
I think we have to thank one person in particular, and that's Captain Jack Stern. I think without Captain Jack Stern, it does not bring us together and unify the DA show and the Zach Gelb show, because we all rallied around the love, the tough love for Jack Stern.
So it's kind of like the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yes, he brought us closer.
He brought us closer. Okay, so we have a shared rival here in Jack. You had Jack do a little bit for the Gelb's Gambles yesterday.
Yes.
Was he did it in good fun?
He had no clue what was going on. I said, I need you to record this. It's for a bit. And he's like, okay, absolutely, whatever you need.
Okay.
Sent the email to the wrong address. Got my name wrong.
No!
I kid not.
How did you get Zach Gelb wrong?
I gave him the email and Zachary. He spelled Zach and didn't even get it correctly. It did Z-A-C-K. He goes, it kicked back to me. I don't know what the heck happened. So another name blunder for the great Jack Stern.
Well, signature. That's his signature.
Yeah.
All right. So how long do you have to park cars before you're off the clock and you can drink?
I think that's up to you, honestly.
Okay.
This is your show.
We just have to make sure that the listeners are here and the cars are parked, and then you can have a good time.
Yeah, that garbage patrol that was out there, I was a little bit concerned that they wanted me to valet that big garbage truck. That wasn't happening.
I will tell you, Randy from Alabama drives 15 hours. You park his car and say, it's over there. And he goes, I don't know where my car is. You got to be more specific about where
I'm sorry. He may need a vision check. It's right across the street. you can't miss it.
Okay. Randy in Alabama is drunk already, is what you're saying.
Yeah, he may need to sleep in this house tonight.
Okay. All right.
Well, Nancy and Bob may have some company in the bed tonight.
Zach, thanks for being a good sport, man.
You got it.
It's been great. Let's hear it for Zach Gelb, everybody.
Zach not even doing his own show today because of this.
He took off today's show?
He did. Yeah.
So Zach does 6 to 10 Eastern time here on CBS Sports Radio, and his executive producer is Ryan Hickey. Hickey has become a bit of a renegade. He's kind of a bad boy of radio. I wonder, is he refused to come in? He's not coming in?
So last night I kind of put the full court press on him, and I think he thought this was beneath him a little bit because of the bad boy of radio image that he's trying to portray.
So he didn't want to host or didn't want to come to the show?
He didn't want to come to the show. And I said, to be fair, that he's a douche. I said, you need to show up. So you could go back and listen to that, but I crushed him for not showing
Hickey
up.
So he didn't want to show up today because he thinks that we're taking too many shots at him?
So I don't want to speak for him, but he was a little annoyed that there was no invite to him as well. But if you're the bad boy of radio, show up.
Yeah.
You don't need an invite. What
Dennis
is this, a polite
Rodman
service?
Doesn't need an invite.
And I'm going to just tell you this for the listeners that don't know. He wouldn't have needed a hotel because he lives in the city. His parents live 6 minutes from Bob's bar.
Whoa. Wow.
I think some people have a good work ethic. I think we have to call into question the work ethic of Hot Take Hickey.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And I'll see you Monday at 6 p.m.
Wow. Is Hickey now the Antonio Brown of CBS Sports Radio?
Well, let's
volatile, combative, doesn't take coaching well.
I mean, it's distinctly possible if CBS Sports Radio takes away the Ryan Hickey show overnights, like the Arena League took away Antonio Brown's Albany team, then really we will have that up. So Hickey's mumbling himself and takes into the shower right now, I guess.
I mean, we could have set up a shower. He could have done a Hickey's hot take, hot water thing here.
Totally.
Actually, Sue down Sue down the block has an outdoor shower.
Sue down the block.
Yes, she does.
Sue down the block has an outdoor shower.
I'm not kidding. Sue and Tim, they got an outdoor shower.
Is there a
beach
nearby?
Don't get any ideas later, but they do.
Don't tell Boyle that.
Sue's the best. She might let him use it. Sue's the best.
Right now, Boyle is in the back, and he's really filling up his cup quite high with a lot of Tito's right now.
You've got a new brother. He's never leaving, Sean.
Oh, man.
He's never leaving.
What is that? Isn't there a Paul Rudd movie where he's a cousin or a brother and never leaves, or Owen Wilson's in that movie?
You tell us. You've been watching a lot of Paul Rudd lately.
Seriously.
Are you talking about you, me, and Dupree?
Yes.
And Owen Wilson,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's an oldie.
Yeah.
So that's...
Would you watch that last night?
I didn't watch it. Is that a happy Sean face or a sad Sean face for that movie?
That's a happy one because I remember it fondly after not seeing it for 15 years. But Les, I'd have watched nothing because I had a bed to myself without a crying baby, and I just said, I am just closing my eyes and seeing when I wake up.
So that was to play check-in right to bed?
Oh, no question. Well, I set the topic sheet. Well, the show sheet, which had no sports topics in it.
Yes.
It just basically had, here's when we're doing the Canadian national anthem.
Exactly.
That was last night's topic.
I had to double check. Billy Jack alone called me frantically at 4:55. What, sound check? I'm like, I guess the A's waving it off.
No, we're waving off everything. We're only doing shtick today. One long 4-hour Bob's Bar centric show.
So why not? It's the summertime, baby.
Imagine me doing some type of OTA's Bills segment right now. Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins did not leave New England. England here, so we don't know.
So we'll stick around. Ryder has you after this at 10 a.m. He'll have all of your sports takes. When we come back here on the show, Badlands Booker, the champ of chugs, weighs in. He has made his appearance. We'll have Badlands come and sit down with us. You can watch the show on Twitch, on YouTube, at watchda.com. You can also listen on your phone. Use the CBS Sports app or the free Odyssey app. We are here until 10 a.m. Eastern time, and we are culminating in the Belch and Bassa. And we will get a breakdown of Belch and Bassa from Badlands next, and we love alliteration around here. This is Bob's 3, the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. The man of the hour is sitting next to me. He is prepared to do something that has never been attempted before. It's called the Belch and Bassa. It's something that came out of the twisted minds of the DA Show. But in losing the March Madness Bracket Challenge, we felt as though the punishment should be that somebody has to get slapped in the face with a kielbasa. Mraz is holding a sealed Polska kielbasa in his hands right now, and it looks pretty thick and pretty sturdy. He'll get that slapped in his face, but that's only following getting belched in the face by our guest of honor. He is a eating champion. He is a longtime Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest competitor. He is a legend here on the DA Show, and I think he might be the most popular guest we've ever had here on the program. People have come from far and wide to see him. Let's hear it, everybody, for Badlands Booker!
Ah, thank you so much.
Badlands last year did something that I didn't think was humanly possible. Chug an entire box of scalding hot coffee. I've never seen it done before. I haven't seen it done since. Badlands, how is your esophagus after chugging scalding hot coffee?
Oh, no, it's good. It's good. You know, it's all good. You know, you just chug it down. You know, as long as it's not 120 degrees, I'm good.
Okay, as long as it's not 120 degrees. Good to hear. I see that you spotted the Diet Coke, and that will help you today, you say.
Oh, yes. You know, in order to do, like, the greatest burp of all time, you know, I use Diet Coke. You know, the video is up on YouTube. I didn't even finish, like, I got to like half the bottle, and it was like a 9-second Godzilla versus Megalon type burp, you know.
So
today I'm gonna try to finish it and just try to beat that time of 9 seconds.
Okay, so you're gonna chug an entire liter of Diet Coke,
right?
And then point your mouth directly at Mraz's face and belch for as long as possible.
It's going to be like a superhero. It's going to be like, you know, one of the X-Men. If you ever see, like, Cyclops, when he does, like, the infinity thing, when he just opens his, like, you know, and just blasts with his eyes, it's going to be, like, just chugging, and then it's going to go, roar, roar, and then just blast the doggone, you know, fury.
Fury.
The belch fury.
Fury. Now, do you need anything to eat beforehand? We have mini donuts. We have food. We can have you a Booker sandwich. We're going to do the signature Booker sandwich coming up here soon.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
8 a.m. The grill's getting fired up for everybody.
There we go. They got the Blackstone in the house. Oh, man.
35 minutes from now, we're making the Booker, which is a sausage, egg, and cheese, salt, and pepper ketchup.
That's right.
Okay, so if you want like 12 of those, you can have them before you belch in his face. And maybe little bits of sausage will come out.
Oh, man, you know, the debris, you know, it's going to be crazy, you know.
What is amazing is that we have a family that drove up here from South Carolina.
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Wow.
Awesome.
How long is that drive?
14 hours. 14 hours.
14 hours. And they came specifically for Badlands, right?
Well, Badlands and Mraz.
Yeah.
they want to see
his daughter. Yeah, his daughter. I'm here to see Badlands.
I'm here to see Badlands. Awesome. So they purchased a ticket to come see the show.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for driving so long. I know that drive, you know, I have family down in South Carolina, so that's a long drive. I thank you so much for coming to see me, you know. I'm here all day, you know, say we could chat, whatever. Thank you so much.
Yeah, right on. That's the type
Badlands
of drive
Badlands the best. Is. I do have to ask you, though, Badlands, you said you make that drive. It's 14 hours. What's the go-to rest stop meal for a Badlands booker?
The rest stop meal for me, you know.
Admiral's Feast?
I love to go to Red Lobster. That Admiral's Feast is... off the hook. That's all I get, you know, when I go. I don't even need a menu, you know. Just Admiral's Feast, man. I wish I had a hat. I should have brought a hat one day.
But when you stop at a rest stop, what do you get?
I mean, you know, I just, I don't know. If they have Popeyes, I go to Popeyes, you know what I'm saying? If they have, you know, Chick-fil-A, I go there. You know, if they have Arizona, I'll definitely get an Arizona.
Okay. All right. Right on. You know? Now, we were thinking about having your son DJ this.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, he's got a kind of aspiring musical career, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Big ups to my son, Brandon Booker, a.k.a. OK Hip Hop.
OK Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So he's doing good?
Oh, yeah, he's doing great, you know. Okay. So he's just, you know, working nights, editing feature films and TV shows and just making beats. He's streaming on Twitch. You know, he's the man.
That's awesome.
Proud of him.
Now, I wouldn't want to put anybody down at Bob's Bar because this is a day of celebration. But
sure.
We had other competitive eaters join us on the show prior.
Yeah.
And they were a little high maintenance. They wouldn't eat a hot dog.
A little. Lie to our face.
They were manipulative or what have you. They were defiant. I can say your interactions with Badlands have been basically, what do you need? I'm here for you.
Yeah.
When do you need me to show up? What do you need? We've never reached a superstar that has been this flexible for us.
No, Badlands is first team Ring of Honor member to the DA show. I could text, clearly as my name stored, what do you need, Sean? Where do you need me? I'll be there. That's it. No questions asked. He's unbelievable.
So if you want to take pictures with Badlands today, if you want autographs from Badlands.
He's like Bob's Bar's Mickey Mouse. You know what I mean?
It's just... Now, the one thing is, he did give Bob his boot, the golden boot that he chugged out of.
That's away next to the Ron Guidry autographs.
At some point, Bob needs to break out Badlands' honorary boot that was given, bestowed upon the bar.
It might need to be handled with white gloves like the Stanley
it's
Cup.
It's like the Stanley Cup, yeah. It comes in a case.
Yes.
You got to handle it delicately.
Woo!
All right, well, Badlands, you just let us know what you want to eat, what you want to drink, and we got you, and we want this as belchy and as from the innards as possible in his face.
Oh, yeah, it's coming from the underbelly. Don't worry, D.A., it's coming from the underbelly. Yeah.
And you're okay handling this?
Oh, yeah, you know. Man, D.T.N. Watson, big up to D.T.N. Watson.
Okay, you're slapping him across the face. And then at that moment, we're also going to kick Mraz into the pool, and that's when Foxy will play on the bagpipes, Auld Lang Syne, which will kick off summer officially.
Nice.
You can't start summer unless you get belched in the face, hit with a kielbasa, and you hear Auld Lang Syne on the bagpipes. It's a rule of thumb.
It's a tradition as old as any other.
The Canadian wildfire is lifted, and here we are to start summer.
Nice. This is the summer. Let's hear it for Badlands Booker, everybody.
Appreciate y'all. Awesome.
Thank you, Badlands.
And stay tuned. Next segment, we have something very fun planned with Badlands.
That's right. Badlands is part of Field Day coming up here in about 15 minutes from now. There is an event involving one of our guests here and Badlands, and it is going to be a little bit like an old David Letterman stupid animal trick.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Field Day event that we're going to do here.
It's a surprise that's come together over the last 2 weeks that I think everybody here is really going to enjoy.
Very exciting. Everybody, it's very, very exciting. Okay. So thanks to Badlands. Thank you, brother. We love you. We love you so much. Peter Schwartz, who has done updates for us for a long time, he was the original update anchor on the Overnight Show, and his son is a standout long snapper.
Yes,
in fact,
he has.
Being recruited, because junior in high school now?
Junior.
Going to go into a senior year in the high school. So they both got their Jets jerseys on, and what we are going to do, I don't know when this was concocted, but he is going to we're going to have Schwartz's son long snap donuts into Badland Booker's mouth.
So okay. I assure everybody you have never seen this done in the world before because I looked it up. I didn't see anybody do this.
So if you want to make your way over to the left field bleachers here to watch this, You'll be watching on YouTube, watching on Twitch as well.
And be careful around the grill. There is bacon hot on there.
Okay. Yeah. And choose your angle. You don't want to get hit by a donut here either.
That's right. So we're going to put 3 minutes on the clock. 3 minutes on the clock. And that will be the time. How many donuts can Young Schwartz Donut Holes long snap into Badlands' mouth?
And we have a mix of powdered and chocolate
powdered
here.
Now, some are mini donuts.
They're mini donuts. Yeah, because, you know, if they're going to land in the mouth.
Okay, got it. All right, so guys, Young Schwartz, get in your three-point stance. On your marks. Get set. Go! Okay, we're on. The first snap is high. The second snap is a little low. Badlands eats it anyway. He catches it and eats it.
Oh, we got one. Bradley's choking here. Shiano's watching.
Fifth one is high. Oh! Did he get it?
I think so. Oh, right.
Okay, I think we got one. Was that one?
I think we got one. Oh, my God. The powder
lands in the mouth. Oh, boy. This is actually... These are decent snaps.
Yeah, he found his range here, guys.
Decent snaps.
He's all right.
But Badlands is having to catch them.
He's still catching and shoving them in his mouth.
Okay, Badlands doesn't want to waste any donuts. That is very obvious.
He's guiding them into his mouth. Oh, okay. We one-handed.
We're at 1 minute here, guys. Almost 1 minute. You have plenty of time here. We might run out of donut holes. Badlands, you don't have to eat every donut if you don't want to. I don't know if he's actually got
They're
it in the mouth.
Crumbling out of his mouth.
That one actually went off the back. That would have gone in, except Badlands has other donuts popping out of his mouth.
Catching him like flipper.
Right now. Okay. All right.
Okay. Oh, yes.
That one was caught.
Yes.
That was caught.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Found their range. Right now, it's a good special teams effort.
He's got powder all over his shirt and face.
This is destruction. This is absolute destruction.
Yes.
Sadness, destruction, chaos.
That's a winner.
Oh, boy, that one was right in the mouth.
And then that's it. We ran out of donuts. We ran out of donuts.
Let's hear it for the guys, everybody.
Yes. Look at Badlands. Badlands looks like a human Zeppelin.
Okay. Badlands, come over here. I got to take a picture of this.
Bradley, put your arm around him.
Wow.
Yeah. Bradley, put your arm around him. Let's get a picture.
Yeah, let's see a picture of you guys. Wow, this is a really special moment right here. Bradley, just amazing stuff. Badlands, tell us about how you feel right now.
Oh, man, you know, I'm ready for the NFL, man. Sign me up.
You're ready for the NFL.
Put me in, coach. I'll be 4th string, 6th string. That's all good.
But the thing is, that's not an NFL play, eating donuts.
The future's always bright. It's all good.
It's always bright.
Bradley, come on in here. How'd you feel early on? It seemed like you were a little off, but then you found your range.
Yeah, well, I know a regulation-sized football is a little bit bigger than a donut, and it's a little bit heavier, too. I didn't realize that the donut was going to fly.
Yeah, so the donut
I think I needed some of Max Scherzer's sweat and rosin.
But ultimately, you did start to find your range.
Well, I mean, like any good long snapper, I'm going to eventually get into a rhythm. You know, I just had to figure it out.
The cockiness and arrogance out of a Bradley Schwartz, like any good long snapper.
All right, well.
We're doing mock interviews in the basement,
We are
too.
Off and running now. That had never been done in the history of the world. Long snapping donuts, mini donuts into somebody's mouth. I don't know how many officially went in versus Badlands caught them and just shoved them in his mouth.
Ironically, many of you on YouTube, Twitch, and Watch DA, I think, had a better view on this than we did, so we're going to have to go back to the videotape.
So I think we should count the ones that hit him in the face. I think that's good enough for him.
Because that's the target, yeah.
Okay.
And I was not prepared for Badlands to turn around with such shrapnel.
That was Scarface Booker.
That was. Face first into the powdered donuts.
But it's what we wanted. We mentioned powdered donuts because it reminded us of the blue chalk and the tip of footballs or in the QB like skills challenge when you throw it at the target and left the mark.
That's a good point.
That's exactly what we got out of it.
That's a good point.
I mean, the powder combined with the sweat, now that was something to behold.
And I don't know if you guys could see it, but Peter seemed to be coaching.
Oh, he was.
He was, like, giving him pointers on the whole thing. There was a full face.
Do you remember Little Giants with Spike's dad?
Yeah. Yes.
Spike, go play defense. That was exactly what Schwartz was doing there. He was out there coaching. And Bradley, by the way, you know what? I'm stock up on a long snapping technique. Strong calves.
Yeah, very strong.
Very strong calves. Yeah. He's come a long way from Boo Chubbo 8 years ago to Blockport.
Good lower base.
Yes.
Good lower base. He's got a good foundation. Well, that is true. When you hear the sound by Boo Chubbo.
That's him.
That was a block party.
Yeah, 8 years ago. That's what that kid sounded like.
That was a block party, and he was taunting you.
Yes, he was. So it continues. And now, who knows? That powdered donut take could get him the Rutgers. So we'll see.
For all the nonsense we have and fun we have with him, he's a legitimate college recruit as a long snapper. It's not a joke that he's going to do this in college one day soon.
We have people coming from all over the country to come hang out, which is just astounding. And we're going to have Katie Linedahl join us here on site coming up here next hour. And that's going to be exciting because she actually has gifts, I believe, for Father's Day coming up here on Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be a big scene. Katie, by the way, caught a parade. I heard there was a rumor she might have ended up going roller skating last night in Long Island, or at least that was the plan. So we could ask Katie about her trips out to Long Island. Yeah, but it's Father's Day weekend, and I'm sure if all of you guys spent this much time traveling, you certainly didn't get any Father's Day gifts yet. So
good gift
ideas coming from Katie.
Guys, I don't know about you, but I fear one thing. That boil's getting lit early.
You fear that? That train left the station a long time ago.
He's oiling himself right now.
Boyle is right now become, I think, real comfortable.
He's a man of the people right
real
now.
Real comfortable.
We did have that conversation. Who do we think would be the biggest man of the people?
We're talking about you. We're on radio with a speaker.
Yes.
You can sound like
who
we're talking
are you
behind
talking
your back.
About? Right. We're not having a casual drink.
We're talking about that you've become a man of the people. You're having a good time.
Foxy's ready to blow his pipes.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
We've got the bagpipes ready to go.
The bagpipes are ready. Believe me, he's been itching. I had a neighbor of mine in our fellow town that drove down the block yesterday and said, "Hey, I heard Foxy's playing the bagpipes at Bob's Bar tomorrow." I said, "Excuse me? You know Foxy?" True story.
Now, this above us is the marquee.
That's the marquee.
Now,
yeah.
That was a little source of controversy.
Well, it did have a congratulations to both you and Pete, and it was...
For the children.
It was children. And then we had a little my sister's getting married.
Congratulations to Sarah. Congratulations.
She made sure to wipe out the marquee and put congrats to her and Mike and pending wedding.
Doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
This show is too special from just me to do a stun to a news. So for the first time ever, let me hand over the mic.
Wow.
All right, so I really wanted Katie in for this. We have a great listener named Mariana, okay?
Mariana's amazing.
Mariana had booked a hotel. She is not with us today, and I'll get to that at the end of the Stunned to a News. How was she paying for the hotel, you ask? Mariana was selling some old shoes online. And
she's in Boise.
No, she's not in Boise. She's in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Mariana's in Virginia. She was going to drive up to the hotel. She was selling some old shoes. Sure, I'll see what I can get. I'll sell some stuff. I'm going to use all this to make the Bob's Bar trip.
Okay.
A man bought her shoes and said it was for his sister. Until they arrived, and he messaged her back, "Do you have any dirty socks, too?"
Oh, no.
I believe this to be accurate, but Mariana's friend jumped in and said, "I'll help you out here." And he was, in fact, sold dirty socks. And enough money was made that Mariana's hotel was covered for this trip. The most stunning part may not even be that. It will be after she went through all of that, some creep buying her stuff. Mariana got a kidney stone last night and could not make the trip after selling a creepy guy sneakers and socks.
Oh, my goodness.
So we ask on Stunned to a News, is it okay to get to Bob's Bar if that means selling your sneakers and dirty socks to a creepy man?
Yes, by any means possible. Hook or by crook, Mariana was going to fund her trip to Bob's Bar by selling her old shoes, and the dude that bought it wanted old socks as well.
This is bad, you guys.
It's bad.
I thought this was a Poshmark story. She made a few $100. Things just got real weird.
The dirtier the better, I believe, is what the guy said.
No, I have issues with this. What's up with people and their feet fetishes? It's weird. I'm late to the party and a lot of things in life. It's a lot of Catholic schooling education. What's up with people and their feet issues? And then wait, she committed and drove it home.
I mean, but you have to take the money, right? If they want, if they want the socks,
you sell out your integrity. That's weird.
Nobody really knows until it ends up on a radio show. Then everybody knows, I guess.
Well, no, she knew after he asked for the follow-up.
I can on the sly sell some socks and make some cash, and no one needs to know.
And how much money did she make out of this?
Enough for a hotel room.
Did she get her money back?
I will tell you, the hotel room was $400 a night.
Wow. So where did she stay?
I don't know. Maybe DA's 4 points. I don't know.
But she came up here and she's at the hotel.
No, no, no. So she was prepared to leave yesterday, and she DM'd me a picture. She goes, "You would not believe after everything I went through. She had severe pain. So she got rushed to the ER. And all proof. She has full blown kidney stuff.
Oh man.
I mean, now we got to start a GoFundMe, and then we have to explain the story.
We sell
nobody's
more socks.
No one. Everybody's gonna be like, "That's that whole story's Jack."
I'm not judging Mariana for selling the dirty socks.
No,
you make a dime any way you can.
It's a victimless crime too. If their socks are dirty, you take them. You do whatever you want with
do
them.
Do we know who this
asked.
Gentleman is?
No. No. It's all. Well, it's Pete. But no,
is
we don't
he
know.
Here at the property?
He's wearing a.
I hope he has nothing to do with the Bob's Bar Show.
So you're telling me if some dude online was like, "Hey, I would spend a lot of money on your old socks," you would not sell them?
I don't want to open up a can of worms here, but y'all don't know the DMs that I get, okay?
Well, yeah.
No, we're not selling out that way.
Okay.
No.
Okay. But you don't judge Mariana.
No judgment. You do you.
Right.
No judgment.
So you're telling me those
charger. Can I get that off of you or no?
A wireless.
So those
a thumb drive.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a lot different than selling some dirty socks. Okay?
So those Chanel glasses were not funded by old dirty socks.
No. If I gotta get a side hustle at like Pottery Barn, that's one thing. Okay? I'm not going through my shoe closet
your
to make
side
some extra
hustle
bucks.
Is selling CDs now. Stop it.
Yeah, CDs.
Yeah, songs.
Oh my god. All right. When we come back from break, everybody, we are saluting the man of the hour, Bob, with a special honor. So everybody here, get a cup ready to go, okay? Not a beer. I want a cup in front of you because I got something for us all to toast to Bob for, okay? So get ready. This is the Bob's Bar Show on CBS Sports Radio. We knew this could be unpopular, but we went through the stop sign anyway. We also upped the ante. Boyle is drunk. So, Pat Boyle attempts to do the missing Canadian bacon, forever now known as the missing bacon. Pat Boyle, take it away.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the aliens from around the great U.S. of A. and the great North, Bob and Nancy, West Babylon, I salute to you. Hopefully Foxy's bagpipes don't blow as hard as my last Canadian bacon did. Otherwise, everybody's eardrums are in trouble. I take you back to Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals. 8 days ago, hundreds of bookers ago, as we've got Bob cooking up the sausage, egg, and cheeses, the Florida Panthers and Vegas Golden Knights dropped the puck in Sunrise, where the Cats were as desperate for a win as we all were to see Badlands Booker belching Moran's face! And the Cats would rattle the cage almost right away as Brandon Montour made like Montauk. He was on the end of an island on the ice, and 4 minutes into the game, it was Montour's World Tour!
Here on the near boards, it's Tkachuk. Back in, Montour, some room, a shot. He scores! Top shelf, Brandon Montour from the top of the left circle. And the Panthers strike first. 4 minutes, 8 seconds into the action. Brandon Montour upstairs. May have been tipped on the way. The Panthers take a 1-0 lead.
Panthers radio the call. Montour lit the lamp early like Bob the Deli Man lit the grill this morning. Yeah. And he turned Canadian bacon into sausage to make it 1-0 Florida. But with 4 minutes left in the first period, Anthony Duclair felt like doo-doo when he tripped Zach Whitecloud to put Vegas on the power play. And it didn't take long. After Whitecloud was tripping, Mark Stone was ripping. He lit one up and puff-puff passed the puck into the net. And Sergei Bobrovsky was singing, "I was gonna save the shot, and then I got high. I was gonna put my blocker down, then I got high. Now it's 1-1, and I know why. Wow, man, hey, hey, cause I got high, because I got high,
because I got high."
Mark Stone's goal was the last until 5 minutes left into the second period when Vegas rolled the dice on the power play again. They hit the jackpot when Jonathan Marchessault, who scored the go-ahead goal, and said, "Because I said so." Fast forward to the third period. It was getting late early on for the Cats. They were running out of lives. It's like Zach Gelb was probably running out of space after parking 27 cars. Just like Pete the Body was running out of time on his meter and had to manually put more money in because he can't use the app. And just like Mraz was running out of pages in his fat journal, Matthew Tkachuk was running out of lives when he had to go to the locker room for concussion protocol. The Panthers had to pull Bobrovsky for the extra skater. He was gone in a flash, just like Sean was after he crapped himself on air. Under 2.5 minutes left to go, the Cats were purring, they were procuring. Tkachuk would not suck. He put the puck, and Tkachuk went kaboom, scoring an incredible game-tying goal that sent us to overtime. Panthers started OT on the PK because of a brutal call from the referees, sending Guslan Forsling off the Riesling and into the sin bin. But the Cats fought it off, just like D.A. thought he was going to have to fight knockout Neil off. And before Billy Joel or Katie Linendahl could even warm up, the Panthers crowd started singing, "Sing us a song, you're the overtime ending man." Nick Carter Verhaeghe wanted it that way. As long as you love him, he'll never break your heart. He was larger than life and put the puck in the net. And hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. It's 5 points this time from Carter Verhaeghe.
Guides it to neutralize. Panthers back from left to right. In comes Bennett. Delays at the right point. Into the slot. A drive. Score! Carter Verhaeghe in overtime. Florida wins game three.
Carter Verhaeghe made the place quake like Haiti. He breathed life into the Panthers like you all have breathed extra life into Bob's Bar. But the Vegas Golden Knights won the final two games. They reigned supreme like Badlands Booker on a case of donuts and coffee. Vegas had the pocket aces and went all in. They would go on to lift their first ever Stanley Cup. Like Gordon from Vancouver has to lift my C cup to apply the baby oil. And ladies and gentlemen, that is your Canadian bacon.
Yeah! Boy, oh.
The king! The king of boys!
Pete! One, two, three, four! 4.5 boys!
Couple stumbles.
The best part, Justin and Albany holding on. He sees the Avalon and goes, "No!" Like Craig Elo getting shot after the Michael Jordan winner. Oh, 5 oinks. He fell just short.
And I can tell you where you lost the 5 oinks, boy. Oh, Pete did not like the Haiti joke.
It's not 5, Pete.
Pete didn't like the Haiti joke.
It's a boil.
Well done.
Hold on. Near and far, our Twitch friend Glorious Splat made the trip today. And he's made this trophy, and I think it's a trophy that Boyle will have to hold until next April. It's the DA Show's King of Bacon. May their reign ever be salty.
Wow.
The champion of 2023.
And as you see, it's a youth. It's a youth soccer trophy that just has bacon wrapped around it. So, kind of perfect. It is known as one of the most historic trophies in all of sports. It's your rec league soccer trophy with bacon around the base. It is official. I'm sure you'll have this all summer and go back to your hometown and drink out of it, I'm sure.
That's what he shows his six different women on six different nights when you're with King of Bacon.
Kind of like Derek Jeter giving a gift at the end of the night. He'll give the Canadian Bacon Trophy at the
you're
end of the night.
King of the Bacon.
All right, well, the missing bacon is now found, and it is time to oil boil. Now, let me say I am incredibly grateful of everybody that made the trip. People that drove, people that flew. It's outrageous, the commitment here, guys. But let me count down the farthest that everybody traveled. The fifth farthest that everybody traveled, I believe, if we're trusting the data sent to us by the data department here on the DA show, which is somewhat rudimentary, is our family from Michigan. I don't know where in Michigan. Is it actually Detroit?
2 hours from Detroit.
2 hours from Detroit. Farther from here or closer?
3 hours north.
So okay. Further. Again, my math is not going to be good on this, but that's approximately 700 miles or so. 700 miles. Oh, okay. 808. Okay. So that actually puts you at number four, because then number five is Lexington, South Carolina at 749 miles. Okay. We have a family that came in from South Carolina, which is just absolutely amazing. And if I go to the data that I believe Pete the Body sent me, yes, that would be Sean, Chelsea, and Hallie, I believe, came from Lexington, South Carolina. So there they are on the front. Let's hear it for them. Imagine coming in from South Carolina being the fifth farthest, the fifth farthest. Then we have, what town in Michigan is it? Gladwin. Gladwin, Michigan at 808 miles.
Wow.
What an impressive performance. Matt and Pat Ann. Mike and Penny.
Good
okay.
Job, Pete.
There we go.
The analytics department range.
Pete's eyes are still a little foggy.
I got Matt and Pat Ann. You've got Mike and Penny. Okay. So let's hear it from Mike and Penny, everybody. Rocking the Lions gear. Into the top three. I mean, imagine how far you got to travel to get into the top three. Number three, from Gadsden, Alabama. This is 948 miles. This is a 15-hour drive, which he did yesterday, coming in last night. What an amazing performance again, driving through the night. It's Randy in Alabama.
Randy!
The Houndstooth hat. Houndstooth, amazing. That's the commitment that Saban's looking for. Now, we had a very difficult competition at the top. Imagine having two listeners from the West Coast that flew in yesterday. We have Gordon from Vancouver, and we have Avery from Oakland, California. We did the math. They were separated by a mere 80 miles. But Avery in Oakland, who booked his flight yesterday, kind of like me coming to last year's Bob's Bar show with about 3 minutes to go before the start of the show. It was late, but you made it, buddy. That's a 44-hour drive by flight that's 2,938 miles. Avery in Oakland, let's hear it for this big guy. Now imagine booking a flight yesterday, flying nearly 3,000 miles and not coming from the farthest.
Amazing.
And missing out on Boyle.
Now, we might have a secondary prize.
Okay.
There.
Oh, no.
The winner of the Oil Boil is an amazing story. Gordon in Vancouver emailed me and said, I think we're going to make it, but I'm flying standby. So I got to make sure that the flights connect. And I'm like, imagine going from Vancouver to Newark, flying standby. You might have to transfer through Seattle, Dallas, and Atlanta just to get here.
And Newark is in a different state than Bob's Bar.
Right.
By the way.
Gordon is also, can I say your age, Gordon? 69 years old.
69! Yeah. Boyle's favorite age!
Gordon in Vancouver is holding up a bottle of Crown Royal, pointing to it and saying, this is why. Now, I said, Gordon, this is an amazing show of dedication. Nearly 70 years old, flying standby, day before to get to Bob's Bar. And the prize is oiling Pat Boyle. And
what,
I said,
what a prize.
I don't want to embarrass you after an honorable life that you've had. And he said,
that he's had, he's still going.
Well, to this point.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what? I've done worse. And so that is the type of guy that we have. Everybody, 3,024 miles away, a 46-hour drive, Gordon in Vancouver. Let's hear for this guy.
Russia is closer to where he lives than Bob's Bar.
What a performance. What a performance. And so now, And so now Gordon wins the opportunity to take baby oil and to grease up Pat Boyle. And so, Gordon, come on up.
Come on, get your prize, Gordon.
Come on up.
Oil the boil.
Oil boil. Oil boil. Oil boil.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oil boil. His shirtless.
Oh, I guess we need the baby oil.
And why don't we, Carlos with a K, cue the music back in the studio, because it is ready to call me maybe. As Boyle takes a shot of the crown.
No, Gordon's taking the shot.
Oh, I think they're both taking a shot. All right. There it is. Amazing to see two generations connected.
The moment you never wanted with your grandpa.
And here we go. The shirt is off. Boyle, how do you feel? Naked and afraid, he says. Gordon's behind him, massaging his shoulders. He's cracking his knuckles like Mozart at a piano.
And Sean is bringing his kids closer to this, not farther away.
Here is Gordon putting the baby oil on his hands. And now, here we go. Oh, my. So sensual. So sensual. Keep playing that music, baby. It's all good. He's pouring the oil all over Pat.
Do you guys want privacy? God. Should we leave?
Oh, my. Oh, my God. Also, Boyle has a huge shamrock tattoo on his pec.
Clearly not lucky.
Gordon is oiling up. And there is young Peyton also getting a hand in.
Gordo's done this before.
Gordon's into it. I love it. This is a relationship.
That was second base.
Oh, my God. That's more action than I got in high school.
Yeah. This is how we keep having babies on the show.
Boyle has uttered, "I love America," as Gordon, a Canadian, is really getting into it. Strong hands. Strong hands.
Oh!
Gordon has just said you're allowed to change teams. Oh, my goodness.
CA breaking news. Canada has closed borders. Oh, here comes
Nancy!
Nancy!
Yes! Nancy is oiling up Boyle. Nancy, get in there. Nancy.
Somebody yell.
All right, would anybody else like to line up? If you've come from far and wide, you can line up to oil Boyle. Make him feel uncomfortable. Here comes Avery.
Get in there, Avery.
Avery wants in. Avery wants in. Avery wants in. Okay, get Avery some oil here. Okay, here we go. All right. Cheers as Avery takes a swig. And okay, he did the business. Anybody else want to get last licks in? Any of the ladies, including single ladies. Oh, Zach Gelb. Gelb wants in.
No.
Gelb wants it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No,
oh,
not
yeah.
The hair.
Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah,
the
yeah,
hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Is that a tip from Gordon?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, the humanity. As Zach Gelb yells, "Wet girl summer," as Boyle gets oiled up in full. Oh, my goodness. And there it is, everybody. The oil of Boyle. Let's hear it.
Wow.
What a humiliation for the show. for him, for the listeners, for the network itself. This is usually a self-respecting syndicated radio network with hundreds of affiliates nationwide, and instead, it has all been burnt to a crisp today at Bob's 3. If we're allowed back on the air on Monday, it's a bit of an upset.
Oh, I also think after Nancy jumped in there, this might be Boyle's bar. I'm not really sure what's happening now.
Okay, as we go out to break, I'd like a moment of silence, because as you've heard this morning on the show, we've had a very nice voice serenade us multiple times. Now, this voice is connected to He Who Shall Not Be Named. And if I can get a little silence back there from the left field bleachers, the bleacher creatures, He Who Shall Not Be Named was a big part of the show, and then had a bit of a hiccup, a gaffe, in which we had to ban him from the show. We took it very seriously. However, we could not celebrate 10 years, the decade of DA, without him. And he comes with an apology. He said that he knows that he messed up, and he wanted to make sure he made it right. And even if he's not allowed back on the show again, he wanted to make sure he showed his gratitude and a way to try to make it up to those that might have been upset by what he did. And so, He Who Shall Not Be Named, take it away.
All right, let's hear it. I said that I was leaving, but I just couldn't say goodbye. It was only self-deceiving to walk away from someone who means everything in life to you. You learn from every lonely day. I've learned, and now I'm back to say, let me try again. Let me try again. Think of all we had before. Let me try once more. We can have it all, you and I again. Please forgive me or I'll die. Let me try again. I was such a fool to doubt you, to try to go it all alone. There's no sense to life without you.
To Bob for, okay? So get ready. This is the Bob's Bar Show on CBS Sports Radio. We knew this could be unpopular, but we went through the stop sign anyway. We also upped the ante. Boyle is drunk. So, Pat Boyle attempts to do the missing Canadian bacon, forever now known as the missing bacon. Pat Boyle, take it away.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the aliens from around the great U.S. of A. and the great North, Bob and Nancy, West Babylon, I salute to you. Hopefully Foxy's bagpipes don't blow as hard as my last Canadian bacon did. Otherwise, everybody's eardrums are in trouble. I take you back to Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals. 8 days ago, hundreds of bookers ago, as we've got Bob cooking up the sausage, egg, and cheeses, the Florida Panthers and Vegas Golden Knights dropped the puck in Sunrise, where the Cats were as desperate for a win as we all were to see Badlands Booker belching Moran fate! And the Cats would rattle the cage almost right away as Brandon Montour made like Montauk. He was on the end of an island on the ice, and 4 minutes into the game, it was Montour's World Tour!
Here on the near boards, it's Tkachuk. Backhand, Montour, some room, a shot, he scores! Top shelf, Brandon Montour from the top of the left circle, and the Panthers strike first. 4 minutes, 8 seconds into the action. Brandon Montour upstairs, may have been tipped on the way. The Panthers take a 1-0 lead.
Panthers radio, the call, Montour lit the lamp early like Bob the Deli Man lit the grill this morning. And he turned Canadian bacon into sausage to make it 1-0 Florida. But with 4 minutes left in the first period, Anthony Duclair felt like doo-doo when he tripped Zach Whitecloud to put Vegas on the power play. And it didn't take long. After Whitecloud was tripping, Mark Stone was ripping. He lit one up and puff, puff, passed the puck into the net. And Sergei Bobrovsky was singing, I was going to save the shot, and then I got high. I was going to put my blocker down, then I got high. Now it's 1-1, and I know why. Wow, man, hey, hey, because I got high, because I got high,
because I got high.
Mark Stone's goal was the last until 5 minutes left into the second period. When Vegas rolled the dice on the power play again, they hit the jackpot when Jonathan Marchessault, who scored the go-ahead goal and said, because I said so. Fast forward to the third period. It was getting late early on for the Cats. They were running out of lives. It's like Zach Yelb was probably running out of space after parking 27 cars. Just like Pete the Body was running out of time on his meter and had to manually put more money in because he can't use the app. And just like Mraz was running out of pages in his fat journal, Matthew Tkachuk was running out of lives when he had to go to the locker room for concussion protocol. The Panthers had to pull Bobrovsky for the extra skater. He was gone in a flash, just like Sean was after he crapped himself on air. Under 2.5 minutes left to go, the Cats were purring, they were procuring. Tkachuk would not suck. He put the puck. And Tkachuk went kaboom, scoring an incredible game-tying goal that sent us to overtime. Panthers started OT on the PK because of a brutal call from the referees, sending Guslan Forsling off the re-sling and into the sin bin. But the Cats fought it off, just like DA thought he was going to have to fight knockout Neil off. And before Billy Joel or Katie Linendahl could even warm up, the Panthers crowd started singing, sing us a song, you're the overtime ending man. Nick Carter Verhaeghe wanted it that way. As long as you love him, he'll never break your heart. He was larger than life and put the puck in the net. And hey, I just met you. And this is crazy. It's 5 points this time from Carter Verhaeghe.
Who guides it to neutral ice? Panthers back from left to right. In comes Bennett. Delays at the right point. Into the slot. A drive. Score! Carter Verhaeghe.
Carter Verhaeghe made the place quake like Haiti. He breathed life into the Panthers like you all have breathed extra life into Bob's Bar. But the Vegas Golden Knights won the final two games. They reigned supreme like Badlands Booker on a case of donuts and coffee. Vegas had the pocket aces and went all in. They would go on to lift their first ever Stanley Cup. Like Gordon from Vancouver has to lift my C cup to apply the baby oil. And ladies and gentlemen, that is your Canadian bacon.
Yeah!
The king. The king of boys.
Pete. One, two, three, four. Four and a half points.
Couple stumbles.
The best part, Justin in Albany holding on. He sees the ambulance goes, no! Like Craig Elo getting shot after the Michael Jordan winner. Oh, 5 oinks. He fell just short.
And I can tell you where you lost the 5 oinks, boy. Oh, Pete did not like the Haiti joke.
It's not 5 feet.
Pete didn't like the Haiti joke.
It's a boil.
Well done.
Hold on.
near and far, our Twitch friend Glorious Splat made the trip today. And he's made this trophy, and I think it's a trophy that, that Boyle will have to hold until next April. It's the DA Show's King of Bacon. May their reign ever be salty.
Wow.
Of 2023.
And as you see, it's a youth. It's a youth soccer trophy that just has bacon wrapped around it. So kind of perfect. Kind of perfect. It is known as one of the most historic trophies in all of sports. It's your rec league soccer trophy with bacon around the base. It is official. I'm sure you'll have this all summer and go back to your hometown and drink out of it, I'm sure.
That's what he shows his six different women on six different nights. You're with the King of Bacon.
Kind of like Derek Jeter giving a gift at the end of the night. He'll give the Canadian Bacon Trophy at the
end of
the night.
You're with the King of the Bacon.
All right, well, the missing bacon is now found, and it is time to oil boil. Now, let me say I am incredibly grateful of everybody that made the trip. People that drove, people that flew. It's outrageous, the commitment here, guys. But let me count down the farthest that everybody traveled. The fifth farthest that everybody traveled, I believe, if we're trusting the data sent to us by the data department here on the DA Show, which is somewhat rudimentary, is our family from Michigan. I don't know where in Michigan. Is it actually Detroit?
2 hours from Detroit.
2 hours from Detroit. Farther from here or closer?
So
okay. Again, my math is not going to be good on this, but that's approximately 700 miles or so. 700 miles. 808 from my house to here. Oh, okay. 808. Okay, so that actually puts you at number four, because then number five is Lexington, South Carolina, at 749 miles. Okay, we have a family that came in from South Carolina, which is just absolutely amazing. And if I go to the data that I believe Pete the Body sent me, yes, that would be Sean, Chelsea, and Hallie, I believe, came from Lexington, South Carolina. So there they are on the front. Let's hear it for them. Imagine coming in from South Carolina being the fifth farthest. Then we have, what town in Michigan is it? Gladwin? Gladwin, Michigan at 808 miles.
Wow.
What an impressive performance. Matt and Pat Ann. Mike and Penny.
Good
okay.
Job, Pete.
There we go.
The analytics department range.
Pete's eyes are still a little foggy.
I got Matt and Pat Ann. You've got Mike and Penny. Okay. So let's hear it from Mike and Penny, everybody. Rocking the Lions gear. Into the top three. I mean, imagine how far you got to travel to get into the top three. Number three, from Gadsden, Alabama. This is 948 miles. This is a 15-hour drive, which he did yesterday, coming in last night. What an amazing performance again, driving through the night. It's Randy in Alabama.
Randy!
The houndstooth hat. Houndstooth, amazing. That's the commitment that Saban's looking for. Now, we had a very difficult competition at the top. Imagine having two listeners from the West Coast that flew in yesterday. We have Gordon from Vancouver, and we have Avery from Oakland, California. We did the math. They were separated by a mere 80 miles. But Avery in Oakland, who booked his flight yesterday, kind of like me coming to last year's Bob's Bar show with about 3 minutes to go before the start of the show. It was late, but you made it, buddy. That's a 44-hour drive by flight that's 2,938 miles. Avery in Oakland, let's hear it for this big guy. Now imagine booking a flight yesterday, flying nearly 3,000 miles and not coming from the farthest.
Amazing.
And missing out on Boyle.
Now, we might have a secondary prize.
Okay.
There.
Oh, no.
The winner of the oil boil is an amazing story. Gordon in Vancouver emailed me and said, I think we're going to make it, but I'm flying standby.
So I got to make sure that the flights connect. And I'm like, imagine going from Vancouver to Newark, flying standby. You might have to transfer through Seattle, Dallas, and Atlanta just to get here.
And Newark is in a different state than Bob's Bar.
Right. By the way. Gordon is also, can I say your age, Gordon? 69 years old.
69! Yeah. Boyle's favorite age!
Gordon in Vancouver is holding up a bottle of Crown Royal, pointing to it and saying, this is why. Now, I said, Gordon, this is an amazing show of dedication. Nearly 70 years old, flying standby, day before to get to Bob's Bar. And the prize is oiling Pat Boyle. And
what,
I said,
what a prize.
I don't want to embarrass you after an honorable life that you've had. And he said,
that he's had. He's still going.
Well, to this point. Yeah. And he said, you know what? I've done worse. And so that right, is the type of guy that we have. Everybody, 3,024 miles away, a 46-hour drive, Gordon in Vancouver. Let's hear from this guy.
Russia is closer to where he lives than Bob's Bar.
What a performance. What a performance. And so now, Gordon wins the opportunity to take baby oil and to grease up Pat Boyle. And so, Gordon, come on up.
Come on, get your prize, Gordon.
Come on up.
Oil the Boyle.
Oil Boyle. Oil Boyle. Oil Boyle.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oil Boyle. His shirtless.
Oh, I guess we need the baby oil.
And why don't we, Carlos with a K, cue the music back in the studio, because it is ready to call me maybe. As Boyle takes a shot of the crown.
No, Gordon's taking the shot.
Oh, I think they're both taking a shot. All right. There it is. Amazing to see two generations connected.
The moment you never wanted with your grandpa.
And here we go. The shirt is off. Boyle, how do you feel? Naked and afraid, he says. Gordon's behind him, massaging his shoulders. He's cracking his knuckles like Mozart at a piano.
And Sean is bringing his kids closer to this, not farther away.
Here is Gordon putting the baby oil on his hands. And now, here we go. Oh, my. So sensual. So sensual. Keep playing that music, baby. It's all good. He's pouring the oil all over Pat.
Do you guys want privacy? Should we leave?
Oh, my. Oh, my God. Also, Boyle has a huge shamrock tattoo on his pec.
Clearly not lucky.
Gordon is oiling up. And there is young Peyton also getting a hand in.
Gordo's done this before.
Gordon's into it. I love it. This is a relationship.
That was second base.
Oh, my God. That's more action than I got in high school.
Yeah. This is how we keep having babies on the show.
Boyle has uttered, I love America, as Gordon, a Canadian, is really getting into it. Strong hands. Strong hands.
Oh!
Gordon has just said you're allowed to change teams. Oh my goodness!
CA breaking news: Canada has closed borders. Oh, here comes Nancy!
Nancy! Yes! Nancy is oiling up Boyle. Nancy, get in there, Nancy!
Somebody yell!
All right, would anybody else like to line up? If you've come from far and wide, you can line up to oil Boyle. Make him feel uncomfortable. Here comes Avery.
Get in there, Avery.
Avery wants in. Avery wants in. Avery wants in. Okay, get Avery some oil here.
Okay, here we go. All right. Cheers as Avery takes a swig. And okay, he did the business. Anybody else want to get last licks in? Any of the ladies, including single ladies. Oh, Zach Gelb. Gelb wants it.
No.
Gelb wants it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No,
oh,
not
yeah.
The hair.
Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah,
the
yeah,
hair.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Is that a tip from Gordon?
Oh my goodness. Oh, the humanity. As Zach Gelb yells, wet girl summer, as Boyle gets oiled up in full. Oh my goodness. And there it is, everybody. The oil of Boyle. Let's hear it.
Wow.
What a humiliation for the show, for him, for the listeners, for the network itself. This is usually a self-respecting syndicated radio network with hundreds of affiliates nationwide, and instead, it has all been burnt to a crisp today at Bob's 3. If we're allowed back on the air on Monday, it's a bit of an upset.
Oh, I also think after Nancy jumped in there, this might be Boyle's bar. I'm not really sure what's happening now.
Okay, as we go out to break, I'd like a moment of silence. Because, as you've heard this morning on the show, we've had a very nice voice serenade us multiple times. Now, this voice is connected to He Who Shall Not Be Named. And if I can get a little silence back there from the left field bleachers, the bleacher creatures. He Who Shall Not Be Named was a big part of the show and then had a bit of a hiccup, a gaffe, in which we had to ban him from the show. We took it very seriously. However, we could not celebrate 10 years, the decade of DA, without him. And he comes with an apology. He said that he knows that he messed up and he wanted to make sure he made it right. And even if he's not allowed back on the show again, he wanted to make sure he showed his gratitude and a way to try to make it up to those that might have been upset by what he did. And so, He Who Shall Not Be Named, take it away.
All right, let's hear it.
No, I said that I was leaving, but I just couldn't say goodbye. It was only self-deceiving to walk away from someone who means everything in life to you. You learn from every lonely day. I've learned, and now I'm back to say, let me try again. Let me try again. Think of all we had before. Let me try once more. We can have it all, you and I again. Please forgive me or I'll die. Let me try again. I was such a fool to doubt you, to try to go it all alone. There's no sense to life without you.
Now all I do is just exist and think about the chance I've missed. To beg is not an easy task, but pride is such a foolish mask. Let me try again. Let me try again. Think of all we had before. Let me try once more. We can have it all, you and I again. Please forgive me or I'll die. Let me try again.
Wow. An emotional moment here on the DA show at Bob's 3.
Thank you, DA.
Well, thank you. When we come back from break, oh, also, he'll shall not be named, made quite the travel as well. He flew in from Minnesota for this. So when we come back on the show, we try to follow that poignant moment up with a belch and a bossa. It's next. The DA show from Bob's Bar here on CBS Sports Radio.